From Puebla, it's Austin, Texas. This is Stacker News Live!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Stacker News Live. My name is Carl. I'm with BFF Keon. Keon, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks for wishing me birthday. It's been a long life. It's good to celebrate all the years since my birth.
Yeah, it's great to celebrate your birthday
today. Yeah, I didn't realize I told you it was my birthday. Yeah, I'm also surprised to learn today is my birthday.
Doxed, double doxed.
But it's, it's good to know I was born today.
Yeah, we got an interesting show today. It's going to be hopefully a quick one, but
hopefully, setting us up for success.
Tired, dude. I'm ready to go home.
It's the CO2 levels, like, dude. They're high.
No, it's the we're 12, working. It's my working my ass off this week.
We are like baking in here at 1,200 parts per million.
That's what you guys were saying. So we need to figure that out. So that way it's basically like we're in a space shuttle, basically, and we're dying like Apollo 13, yeah. Right? Apollo 13. Apollo 13?
Apollo 420.
Are you Tom Hanks or am I Tom Hanks? I don't want to be Tom Hanks.
I don't think you're.
I want to be the other guy, the one, Kevin Bacon. I want to be
Kevin
Bacon. I
don't think they have Mexican astronauts.
They do. They do have Mexican astronauts. We have one. He was one. They made a whole movie about him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't know his name. He's a Mexican. That's all I know. Mm. Anyways.
I see.
But yeah, it's kind of
the female, the women's restroom right there. So keep an eye out.
Oh man, this is starting off great. Yeah, how was your week?
It was great. I had a burrito.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Dude, it's great being by Chipotle, right? Because I feel like I ate like Chipotle three times this week.
It's
farted it up in the lab, dude. It's great.
Yeah, it depends on what you get, but it is very convenient as far as fast food goes.
Yeah,
Chipotle is pretty good.
Chipotle's pretty good. We're also next to the Italian restaurant again.
Yeah,
it's good to be back there.
And now that P. Terry stopped sponsoring us, we got a new sponsor. That'll be Chipotle.
Fuck P. Terry. They suck anyway. I never liked that one. That one tastes like garbage.
It's like
trash. It's the trash. The worst P. Terry's.
Well, it's like buy a bunch of trash.
I am gonna miss Jimmy John's though. That was Jimmy John's.
I never
so
went
good.
To Jimmy John's.
They have good tuna there.
They had a great sign out front.
Yeah,
they had free smells.
But it's good to be next to a convenience store, like literally right next to a convenience store.
That's cool.
Yeah,
the guys are fun in there.
I'm trying to convince him to buy tacos because I told him the other day, I was like, where are the tacos? And he's like, oh, I don't have any tacos. So I'm trying to.
He used to have tacos in the morning.
Yeah, he did, right? He did have tacos
very early.
So I keep every morning when I go in there, I'm like, when are you going to get tacos? When are you going to get tacos? Trying to goad him into buying tacos.
Maybe he'll do it again. Or maybe it was the other guy who brought in the tacos.
I think he had a guy that would come in there and like put tacos in there.
Yeah, stock them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't seen remember the old guy that used to work, or the other guy that used to work?
No, he says it's just him. I think the recession and stuff, or whatever we're in. Yeah.
Okay.
Secession?
Recession? Well, it's a 24-hour store, so hopefully he has help, and he's not.
Is it really a 24-hour store?
Isn't it? It's an Anna Smart, 20, open all day, all night.
I wonder who Anna was. Do you think it was his wife? Or his daughter?
I think he might have like bought it from some lady, Anna.
Just named it Anna?
Yeah, like in the 90s, some like hippie owned it.
Just called it like Anna.
Anna Smith.
Probably. Yeah, maybe. Like that. If you've never seen this crazy show, we're called Stacker News Live. We cover the top three stories on the, what's the 24 party meetup or something? What's the name of the thing?
Oh, 24/7 meetup, Bitcoin meetup on the website.
Gosh, doesn't roll off the tongue at all. Yeah, we cover all the time. Doesn't roll off the tongue at all. We cover all the top stories there. Check it out. It's on stacker.news. Last week, we covered a lot of spicy topics. The backdoor cryptography had like 228 views. The Genesis mission, your boy Trump, that one had a lot of views. So check it out. We talk about all sorts of stuff. No one cares about Texas. Look at that. I only had two people watched it.
I think it just had, if it was just about Texas, probably got a lot of views.
He's a great governor. I have to say, like, I love Governor Abbott. He's a really good guy.
Oh,
a lot of people hate him though.
I don't know.
A lot of people hate him.
Other than he looks like a wax figurine.
No, it's because we threw the AI filter on him.
Oh
yeah.
I think, but in most situations I've seen him, he looks like a wax human, which
no, he's in a wheelchair. He's like Professor X.
Okay.
He's mobile, but he's
No, I believe he's you know, he's in a wheelchair and he's a real person and moves around. It's just
apparently like apparently that happened in college or something. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a whole story. I don't know the story, but I know it's like happened in college or something.
Oh,
it's like a whole story behind it. Anyways, maybe we'll cover it one day. Oh. But yeah, if you don't hit subscribe, because if you hit subscribe, then we can't talk freely.
We need to be able to talk about how Governor Abbott was a wax
wax figurine.
He escaped a wax museum during college.
Anyways, we're going to jump into the number three top story this week on Stacker.News. Rescuing inactive channel funds in Zeus and Blix wallets. Eyelids. 27, 3 cents, 12 comments. Natalia, Bitcoin territory. Kia, what's this?
Yeah, it looks like Natalia had an old phone that she used to run, I think, Blixed on, maybe also Zeus. That I was a bit hard to follow, but she let those channels go inactive and then just never recovered them. And so those are sats waiting to be claimed. And it occurred to her that she had old channels on that phone and went to go maybe claim the sats on them, but failed to do so because they had been inactive for so long. So she tried to do it using all of the ways that Zeus enumerated in their FAQ, but none of them seemed to work. So she went back and read one of her old articles about Chan tools and then found that Zeus's wallet had Chan tools in it, like built into the mobile wallet. So
what are those channel tools? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Lightning channel tools. It's kind of like where, you know, like you break the glass during emergency type of thing. It's a pretty,
do all wallets have that or no?
I don't know if all wallets, I would imagine most Lightning wallets do not have Chan tools, but most of them, a lot of the newer Lightning wallets, at least, are the ones that are less powerful or more like UX focused. They do not allow you to run a node on your phone where you are managing channels. And instead, they kind of do the channel management for you. So that wouldn't be available. Although I don't know what happens in the case where you have like a really old Phoenix wallet or something. I don't know what you would do because you probably don't have Chan tools. That might be a subject of a future post. But anyway, she was able to reclaim those funds by using Chan tools in Zeus wallet. And it was a successful recovery of those funds. Her channel partner was very courteous and did not force close those channels on her. Try to rob her, knowing that she's inactive.
It was cool because at the same time, I believe it was Need Creations had a similar issue that he was dealing with, and Natalia went in there and said, "Go read my post that I just posted." So it was perfect timing. I guess everybody was having this issue around the same time.
Yeah, might have been just the time of year or whatever. I mean, a year's gone by. Bitcoin's price is, I don't know, quintupled. And you had a few sats on an old phone. And why not get those sats back?
Everybody's sweeping wallets.
Buy a burrito.
Moving to cold storage. Makes sense. Let's jump into the next top story. Number two top story this week is I finally found a tenant who will pay me in Bitcoin. This is from Siggy 47, 66 comments, 2,171 sats. Key, what's this?
Yeah, so Siggy is a landlord, I guess, of something. And it's a mobile trailer. So they have he has a trailer that he rents out. And I guess for a long time, he's tried to get tenants to pay in Bitcoin, but he finally got one to do it because they had Cash App, and he was able to convince them to use it to pay him in Bitcoin by offering them a discount if they did it. So while he didn't have to orange pill them to get him to do it, he did. He got him to like select the Bitcoin option in his Cash App when he is paying his rent to Siggy. And so he's now accepting, or he's now receiving Bitcoin and doesn't have to do the conversion himself for his rental.
Cool stuff. Congrats to Siggy.
Which is cool. I know there's another stacker who wrote a lot about trying to get his tenants to pay with Bitcoin, and he had the Commoner, I think it was, where he had a lot of posts about various schemes that he would employ for his tenants to try to get them to try to orange pill them. I think one of them was that he would, if they paid in Bitcoin, he would store some of it for them. And it wasn't a discount. He would store some of it for them. And then with a year later, he would allow them, he would give them access to the Bitcoin if they wanted it or whatever. But he was effectively saving it for them to show them how much value it can accrue. So
yeah. Cool. The number one story this week is the true and accurate history of toxic Bitcoin maximal. This is from Scoresby, 34 comments, 5,736 comments or sats. Gian, what's this?
Yeah. So Scoresby walks us through the history of this comment, this one of the more commonly used terms to describe a certain kind of Bitcoiner. Or most people we would call Bitcoiners would probably call themselves maximalists. And then some subset of that would be toxic maximalists, but Scoresby goes through and tries to uncover the origin of toxic Bitcoin maximalists. It seems most people had it roughly correct in that it originated with Vitalik. Darthcoin in the comments thinks that Porcia Merceau might actually have used the term earlier. But I don't think we were able to find anything corroborating that. But yeah, it was the term was really reappropriated by Bitcoiners in 2017, 2018 is when we started kind of being proud to be called a Bitcoin maximalist and then also a toxic Bitcoin maximalist, which more or less means that we think that there is really no much value in the rest of the crypto ecosystem. It kind of all accrues to Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has such a runaway network effect that it's unlikely that another coin would catch up, and mostly everything else is a scam. But Vitalik used that to kind of insult Bitcoiners for being kind of narrow-minded. And then I guess the first instance of Bitcoiners flipping it around, or one of the early ones, was this, what is it called? Breaking Bitcoin Conference in 2019. Kyle Torpe made a shirt, a toxic maximalism shirt. And then we were running away. And then Giacomo Zucco, gave a talk about toxic Bitcoin maximalism and sort of began to further kind of define what it meant and identify himself with it. But all of it traces back ultimately to Vitalik's, I think it was a 2014 post, November 2014 post, not using the word toxic, but saying Bitcoiners Bitcoin maximalists. And this was around the time, I guess, he was probably cooking up Ethereum. And then I think the first instance that Scoresby could come up with where toxic was associated with Bitcoin maximalists was this tweet from Kevin Pham, who I believe went on to be, well, he was like,
didn't he go to jail? I think
he was a BSV person.
Yeah, or that's what it was.
I think
it was one of those things.
I think he transitioned.
He went full BSV, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. No. I think he was a big blocker. And then, but he was like a big part of Bitcoin Twitter, I think, in the early days, or at least around this period of time. Yeah. So that is ultimately it's fair to attribute it to Vitalik, Bitcoin maximalism. The toxic term seems to have been added on at some point. And there's possible that a lot of this stuff happened offline and there's no record of it online. So we don't know. Maybe someone said it earlier at a conference that no one recorded or is hard to find, but it's probably safe to assume it originated with Vitalik, or that's the safest place to assume it came from. And then at the end, Scoresby ties Bitcoin, or where Vitalik might have got the term maximalism, to Toxic Avengers, which is a cult classic horror movie from the 80s that's quite bad, but so bad it's good. I guess, yeah, you might want to look into that yourself. But that is the origin of Bitcoin maximalism, the term Bitcoin or toxic Bitcoin maximalist. And here's some photographs.
Top comment was from Simple Snacker, said, "Dude, that is some remarkable sleuthing. How did you find out about the Toxic Avenger connection? Seems like an extremely obscure piece of lore." He said, "I will refer you to my other memeology."
Scoresby did similar histories about half unstained poor and boating accidents, which end in obscure lore.
Then Darth Quinn posted the thing that you said about Pupskew.
Mercia Perso.
Yeah, pretty much it. Tosh says, Scoresby once again proving how to write a banger piece for Socrates. And then CU47 said, "I love this deep dive. I need to go back and read it more carefully when I have time. Great work. I spent a lot of time on Lop's Beast when it came out. Nick Carter had a few at the time too." Yeah. Okay. I think that's all the top stories this week. Keon, you got anything else you want to say about this?
I think I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Let's jump into Wumble's picks. Wumble's picks. Privacy and Bitcoin, state of the practice. This is Wumble's picks. Wumble is Wumble. And every week he picks a pick. And Keon talks about it because it's Wumble's picks.
It looks like Satsbridge asked Stankers what they thought of the state of privacy in Bitcoin, and they enumerated a bunch of options in a poll. And Lightning is good enough for privacy is one of the options, and it appears to have won, which, you know, Stackers will be in most cases be biased towards Lightning because a lot of them are Lightning users. But in addition to Lightning here, he also had CoinJoin, coin swaps, which I guess are some part of some new protocol that's coming. Mimblewimble soft forks in Bitcoin that don't exist, and then he also gave an option of alt chains. So most of those options except CoinJoin and Lightning got voted for, and Lightning is good enough one in our poll here. But Wumbo asks, for a normie, a low risk individual, someone who maybe doesn't have a, what is it called, a high threat profile or threat level, is Lightning good enough for privacy? Certainly for sending, increasingly for receiving, given that blinded paths has become pretty widely adopted among all implementations. But most likely for the normal person, they probably have a mobile phone node, and they might be using something like Phoenix, which has only private channels. I don't know if Phoenix has done this yet, but they might be using blinded paths in that case to pay to the mobile node. But I would guess it's pretty good. And certainly for sending, you know, maybe for receiving, depending on what their wallet is actually doing and what Lightning implementation they're using and how well configured it is for privacy. And then his second question is, any tips for stackers who want to improve their Lightning privacy skills? Yeah. So any specific things here, it's mostly if you have the option to turn on blinded paths, turn them on. It can create issues with receiving payments if you choose a blinded path to a path that doesn't have liquidity to your node. So that is something to keep in mind, is you kind of have to predict the future of channel liquidity if you're using blinded paths. And then I would say Lightning addresses are okay, but you're most likely, if you have a Lightning address, you have, you either using a third party custodian, or you are running a server yourself. In which case, if you're running a server yourself, you'll have DNS records and stuff, and maybe those aren't so private. Yeah, I think if you're really concerned about privacy and you aren't really sure about blinded paths, you can use things like LNproxy to wrap your invoices and hide your receiving pub key. Trying to think of other things that might be especially beneficial. You can spin up a temporary node if you're engaging in commerce over a short period of time. Sometimes and on-chain fees are low. You can spin up a node with a pub key that you only use for that specific use for that period of time, and then shut that node down. That might be another way to really not have to be too concerned about receiver privacy, because your receiver is like scoped to one specific use case. But there's a lot of good articles out there. A local Austinite, I don't know what you'd say. Austinite, Tony Giorgio wrote a pretty great like state of Lightning privacy, I think, in 2021, maybe. And that is still pretty accurate, except for blinded paths. But those are all of Wumbo's questions.
Wumbo's picks. We weren't able to cover your other posts because Keon didn't read it, Wumbo, but we'll probably do that next week. Cool. That's Wumbo's picks. Wumbo's picks. We're going to jump into the... Let's go, Keon. Let's keep doing Bitcoin. Let's go Keon's post. The soft fork is a 51% attack on Bitcoin. Keon, did you know that? Apparently Scoresby wrote about it. You got 12,000 sats for it. What is this, Keon?
Yeah, so this is the next chapter in Voskal's crypto economics. And I don't know if that title... This is how Voskal describes a soft fork. And one way to view it, most often how you have people describe soft forks is that it is a restricting of rules, so that old nodes that have more lenient rules will still accept blocks mined under the new stricter set of rules. And therefore it's soft, because you aren't forced to upgrade to choose which side you're on. You'll stay with the new side just by simply not updating. What else did he? Yeah, but another way to view this is that it's quite similar to a 51% attack, where miners are kind of forcing you, are choosing altogether or as a majority to restrict the rule set. Such that new blocks that have, or potential new blocks that have a more lenient rule set are rejected or orphaned. They're abandoned by the network, because the 51% of miners will be mining on the more restricted set and reject any of the more lenient rule set. Anyway, it's a good post if you are struggling with understanding the differences between soft forks and hard forks, because it's kind of a new framing for something that, I don't know, I think kind of has a stale, insufficient definition. And the reality is quite a bit more dynamic, and it's not just, there's more to say about it than the rules are stricter, because miners play a significant role in the process. And this is maybe a better example. Merch comes in the comments too, and then elaborates further about how soft forks actually work in practice, and that usually you have you want the miners to all signal that they'll be mining the soft fork before you actually go ahead and activate it, because if you don't, you end up in a chain split.
Later, Ted.
Because if like less than 51% of the hash rate is enforcing the soft fork, that that minority will split, will be mining effectively on another chain relative to the majority of hash power. I don't know if we call that, if we still call that a hard fork. In that case, I think it like it effectively is a fork, a hard fork. But I guess if the minority chain at some point chooses to go back to more lenient rules, yeah, basically that entire their chain tip would become completely orphaned and stale, and then they'd switch back over. Anyway, it's a risky situation if you're on a minority, the minority side of mining on the minority side of a soft fork.
Yep, looks like a lot of comments. Somebody got outlawed. Tunji? I don't know who that is. Cool. The next one that you had was announcing LND version .20?
Yeah.
Beta?
Yeah.
Beta?
Yep. Yeah, so Lightning has a new version out. I think there's a few things that improve, but it's like a lot of it is performance related. So they're gradually migrating to a relational data store. So they've had support.
What's a relational data store?
Means that data is not stored in like a flat way. It's stored in more of like a hierarchical way, where like the relationships between data is like properly managed, such that the data is like suffers less from becoming inconsistent with other related data. And then it can also help load performance, because like the indices and stuff are written to disk, and don't need to be constructed on startup, which I believe is how it currently works with BoltDB. Anyway, they're continuing that migration. I think most of the API is backed by new relational stuff if you start it up that way. And then the rate limits on their gossip have improved, such that I guess there's significant performance improvements in understanding the channel graph around you. And then I think you get to choose, you have more configuration over who you are receiving blinded invoices through, is my understanding of that. But you know, a nice smattering of improvements, quite a few of them mostly performance related.
There you go. So upgrade or?
I would say it might be okay. You might want to, you know, it hasn't been out for more than I think a few days, maybe a week, but it's always a good idea to keep this stuff only, you know, at most 6 months behind where they are, because there will be bugs, and many of them money losing bugs.
There we go. Cool. The other one that you had, or was that all of them? Yeah, I think that was all of your posts. Yeah, that's all the Bitcoin posts that we had today. Actually, let's jump into the AI one. That the only AI post that we had today was the normalization of deviance in AI. I don't know if you read this one. This was a really fascinating article. This was talking about how the AI industry is repeating the same cultural failures that contributed to the space shuttle Challenger disaster, where they're normalizing like warning signs when it comes to LLM outputs. And it goes down here at the bottom. They give a really good kind of industry examples of like what's actually going on here. And so let me just read this out for you. 3 years after ChatGPT shipped, vendors push agentic AI to users, but at the same time, vendors are highlighting that your system might get compromised by that same AI. That drift, that normalization, is what I call the normalization of deviance in AI. And then he goes each one by one. And he talks about how Microsoft's agentic operating system, Microsoft's documentation warns that prompt injection attacks can override agent instructions, leading to unintended actions. Then he goes into like Atlas, the new browser. It's documented by the vendor that the system might make mistakes when browsing the web. And then OpenAI responded with, "We recommend caution using Atlas in contexts that require heightened compliance and security controls, such as regulated confidential production data." Anthropic Claude also referenced that their data exfiltration. This means that Claude can be tricked into sending information from its context. For example, prompts, projects, data via MCP, Google integrations to malicious third parties. To mitigate these risks, we recommend you monitor Claude. They go into even Google anti-gravity, remote code execution. So all the stuff that you would see from like prompt injection or any type of copy and pasting and stuff like that. And then he basically goes into like this kind of conclusion that, I'll read it what he says here. He says, "Nevertheless, before we drift off into a utopian future with agentic AI, I believe that the best and safest outcome is to stay realistic around capabilities and control mechanisms, and for AI to remain human-led, particularly in high-stake contexts, to ensure that the best outcome overall. Does that mean AI is doomed? No, of course not. There's a lot of potential. Many low-stake workflows can be implemented already today. Even high-risk workflows can be done with proper threat modeling, mitigations, and oversight." It's a lot, but I think it's it definitely grabs you when you read that, and it's definitely something that we keep seeing more and more news about, just with like the copy and pasting of just developers and even people like myself who do other work, just not really thinking about what you're pasting into an email or pasting into one application or another inside the web. Yeah. What do you think about this stuff?
Yeah, it's certainly a provocative title, and I don't know if it's like normalized. I don't think people have really accepted these risks as like they're okay. I think they're making, I would guess they're mostly making a calculation that in many cases that it's worth the risk to get the value provided by an AI with the risk that data might get exfiltrated or something else might happen. That's how like a lot of people think about security is, yeah, they kind of accept that there might be issues with their kind of lazy approach to something, but are happy being lazy so long as they get something from it. It makes them whatever their desires are.
I mean, we kind of seen this already in the night. I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but like in the 90s and the early 2000s with like ActiveX and like Flash, like Steve Jobs used to call out Flash specifically because it was like an attack vector on operating systems. And ActiveX especially was one on Microsoft systems for sure. So I feel like we've seen this kind of playbook before. How they resolved it was just not, I don't know how they resolved it. I guess they resolved it by just getting rid of those controllers or that piece of software that allowed you to do those things, I guess, because Flash ended up just getting replaced with HTML5 and
ActiveX. Yeah, the technologies were replaced with things that were thought from the beginning to be more secure. So maybe that's kind of maybe what we can expect from.
Do you think like MCP and stuff like that will eventually just also kind of fall the way of? Because a lot of this stuff, like even Atlas is like supposed to eventually, I mean, hypothetically, it's supposed to, you're supposed to go to the web. I'm supposed to say, I want a Airbnb in Corpus for December. And it's supposed to automatically book everything and it's supposed to handle everything. And I'm not supposed to touch anything other than it just does it and stay within a reasonable amount. Right. Like, but how do you secure that all the way through with my passwords, with my, money and with my everything, and like how does that handoff happen between those two silos? It's a real problem. Mm-hmm. Not a real problem, but it's a gap in the AI space that hasn't been figured out how to cross. And I would even say it's going to be a bridge. It's going to have to be like some sort of like It's almost like light years away, and they're gonna have to figure out like some type of thing that's gonna allow them to like fold a piece of paper. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's gonna have to be something like that ginormous. as far as the technology that's going to allow people to share all these creds. And because at some point you're going to be able to, you should be able to do this with between all these different things, right? Similar to what we do with our phones.
Yeah. My hope is that eventually all this stuff will, like, you'll have really good systems that just run locally. So a lot of the stuff becomes a little, maybe less dangerous in the sense of what you're giving a company like OpenAI or these model companies. But you still have an issue of, like, if you have the system that can take arbitrary generic prompts that might be able to do anything locally on your computer. Hey, look, we have a visitor. Then maybe that'll result in all kinds of weird things. But I suspect, you know, it's just, we're at the very early edge of this stuff. And so I think we need to figure out all the hazards and then people will begin producing solutions.
It almost makes you wonder, like, is it going to take like decades, you think?
For what? For to like solve a security problem with LLMs?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it'll ever be solved, right? Because like we haven't solved the security problems with most things. They all have vulnerabilities of some kind and require like layers and layers of defenses.
It almost feels like Bitcoin is the only thing that solves this problem.
I don't know how Bitcoin solves that.
I got some ideas. Okay. Cool stuff. Anyway. Yeah, really good. Really good post. It looks like Free TX said, I don't really disagree with the underlying point, but have lots of small disagreements otherwise. Then he goes into his take. Definitely check it out. The other one I wanted to bring up was a funny one. Bitcoin Chia Pet. Did you see this?
I shared it.
So now you can get your own Chia Pet.
It's just so hideous. That's the problem. They didn't even get creative with it. It's literally just a circle with.
I kind of want it though.
Chia on the sides. I mean, it's.
Is it weird that I want this?
Yeah. I think it's a little weird.
But I don't understand where the grass is growing though. Like, is it coming from the? Because this coin is.
It's like a grass sandwich.
Well, this coin is not very thick. You know,
coins. It is thick though.
So it has to be like.
It's got a thick edge.
Oh, you mean it's like a tennis ball behind that?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not flat.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Have you ever had a Chia Pet before?
Yeah. You can see like the side there in that picture on the front, the little picture where it says
full growth. Oh, right here. Yeah. Look right there. Cause you can see.
Yeah.
Right there. It looks like.
It's a couple of knuckles.
Are you going to get one?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you were going to get one. You should get one. So I can watch it grow.
Well, you're the one that wants one, so why don't you get one?
And then you I can just get you to buy one, and then I can just watch it. I can participate.
But you can't get me to buy one because I told
you. I mean, you posted it. You can buy one, and I can just watch you have one, and then I can see it grow too.
Okay, well, let's wait for me to get it, which I won't do, and then you can just I'll show you where I'm going to put it, and you can just watch that spot.
But you would never get this.
I wouldn't say never. Maybe I become like a Chia Pet collector, and I. This is one.
This wouldn't be your first Chia Pet?
No.
Have you had a Chia Pet before?
I don't think I have.
Really? You have a lot of plants, though. You seem like a plant guy.
Yeah, but this is like not a plant. This is like for someone who has a vague interest in plants, but then has an interest in something else. And they're like, hey, this could be it. Like, you might be a plant person.
Wait. Are you saying that Chia Pets aren't real plants? That's a spicy take.
It's like It's an entry vector into plants for people who aren't sold on having a plant alone.
So you're
intrigued by a normal plant.
It's not actual leaves, is what you're saying. I didn't know that.
That's not what I said. I said it's a real thing. They grow. It's a real organism that is growing.
Well,
this lady going to the bathroom. Hey, lady.
I keep calling it out. It's going to be weird. The next one I wanted to bring up was Proxima Centauri B. Did you hear about this? So apparently
a lady leaving.
Apparently this is Proxima Centauri is 4 light years from Earth. This is the star.
It's not too many light years.
It's not. We get there. And then maybe AI can take us there. And then this planet specifically is, they say it's a rocky world. It's larger than Earth. What do you think about that? You think this is fake news?
No, I think there are planets out there. And
look at this, though. Some
of them are rocky.
Can't zoom in further than this, though. How do they get the pictures, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. These are just like computer simulated.
I think they have some satellites that are pretty far away that have pretty good cameras on them. But I think, you know, to a large extent, I think these are simulated versions of what they imagine, given the gas composition and other information that they can determine about.
If you found out the Earth is dying tomorrow, not saying dying tomorrow, but it's going to die. Maybe our sun's dying or something like that. And the only way we can, and Elon Musk magically makes a Proxima Centauri rocket, we can get there in 4 years. He can get FTL, right? Or whatever. Who knows? And you have to, and the only option we have is this planet right here. Would you go? Or would you say, nah, take me home, baby? I'm staying on Earth.
Well, why would I have to go there if we have faster than light
travel? No, this is the only one. This is a one-way trip. He's only saying, get on board. Because, you know, it's his rocket, bro. He's like, I'm only going to this place.
If I've confirmed that the Earth will be dying, then I would consider it.
You would get on it.
I said what I said, but yeah, I think.
Wow. You heard it here first. Breaking news. Keon going to.
This is a great time to unsubscribe. If you haven't already.
I just think it's hilarious that you would actually go. I would stay on Earth and.
Yeah, die. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
Well, congrats to you.
I wouldn't. Dude, because imagine when you actually go across.
She's back.
Imagine when you go across in the.
Probably a number one.
Remember when. Shut up. That's so rude. Imagine when you go across the space, like what if you don't get there? Then you're just stuck and you die on a spaceship. That's what I'm afraid of. You want to die on a spaceship?
Oh, but you're gonna die
with no air. You can imagine that.
You're not. No, but they'll have good systems for that. They'll have life
hope, man. Systems. Hopefully, it's better.
You're definitely dying on Earth, is what you said. Like that's
yeah. Story. I'd rather take my chances. On Earth,
definitely dying.
Yeah, definitely dying.
That's not taking a chance. That is dying.
Then getting on a ship and then actually not actually making it all the way there.
Yeah, but there's some possibility that I do make it all the way there.
I don't know. Have you seen the movies where they don't make it there? There's a lot of those movies.
I know.
And then what if you get there and there's like aliens and they just eat you up?
That'd be great.
There's so many. Anyways, just thought that was funny. And then that's all the stories I got. I think that's all the stories. Yeah, went through it pretty quickly.
Wow.
We're going to jump into Meta right now. 12,000 items posted. This is from Kepford. Congratulations, Kepford. He listed all his all-time top items, and then he listed his top this year so far, and then he listed his top sats. What do you think?
Yeah. It's 2,000 posts.
I subscribe to Kepford. I like Kepford. He always posts some interesting posts. He's one of my favorite snackers. I remember this one. This is one we covered on the show, the conspiracy one.
Oh, yeah. People really like that one.
The fallacy of store value, medium exchange. I remember that one.
Yeah.
And then Bitcoin is slow. Oh, I guess he missed up on that one. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Anyways, and then the other meta that we had was research in public. What is this, Guillaume?
Oh, yeah. So Simple Stacker submitted their abstract for the study that they did on Stacker News that will hopefully appear in a Bitcoin journal from the Bitcoin Research Institute, I believe, at University of Wyoming. And hopefully they'll get Simple Stacker out there to talk about it. But I just wanted to share that might happen. We already got a response from them. Mostly just telling us they got a lot more papers submitted than they anticipated, but hoping we get accepted and we can get some more researchers interested in our weirdness.
Crypto Sensei says, reading your abstract makes me feel so smart. Undisciplined said, it's going to be really cool seeing Stacker News research actually being presented and published. I bet this will pique the interest of a few normal economists and get them to check out SN. Yeah, because Undisciplined is an economist, right? It is kind of interesting if you really think about it. I never saw it like that, but I guess they would be fascinated with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's their Stacker News is a microeconomy. So,
yeah. Interesting. We'll keep us in the loop, Simple Stacker. And I think that's everything. We got one more from Plep Poet. She said, Stacker News zine as a Christmas gift. Howdy, Stackers, and happy holidays. And this is, what's the skeleton's name?
Sammy.
Sammy the Skeleton.
I thought you guys were close.
Not anymore. No, you took him away from me. But yeah, it looks like we have the zine right there, and you can get it for your Christmas gift. And she's finishing the last page right now, she just said.
She's finishing her this week's zine right now.
Yep. But if you want to get zines for the new year, sign up for the whole year.
You get the full back catalog.
You get the full back catalog of zines. That's what for Christmas. Is. Boom. Right there. And you get that free skeleton too.
You don't get the skeleton. As far knows, Sammy is not for sale.
Sammy is for sale. You get the free skeleton. There we go. And there you go. A lot of comments. Yeah, we had somebody came in. Who came in and was looking at the zine the other day? I forget who it was. Somebody was. Anyway, but yeah, get your zines. They're available now. Get them before it gets Christmas time. And I think that's all we got. I think that's everything. Yeah. We got YouTube comments. Keanu, you ready for this?
Oh, I haven't checked in on them in a while.
This one says, we should also never forget. Whatever that means. Nexus is the hardware from the last two decades. And then somebody said, thank God someone credible has picked up on something. I've been shouting for quite some time, given the fact that quantum computing is highly speculative. It makes zero sense to make a headlong rush to switch away from ciphers with a proven track record. It rightfully should be highly scrutinized and resisted. A lot of people were loving that post.
Should mention he's not talking to, like, we aren't the credible people. It's the guy.
Sure? I felt like he was talking about us.
We were covering.
Yeah. Person to talk about. I know.
Just in case anyone's confused, which they wouldn't be. But
you got the fountain comments from Blockchain Books at Zap. He said, I tried LNML. It didn't work and stole my sets. Oof.
Oh, no.
So there you go. Heard it here first. Blockchain Book tested it LNML and it's a scam. Don't use it.
Well, it might not be a scam. I just have
a bug. Just said it right there. It's a scam.
He didn't say it was a scam.
He said, stole his sets. Sounds like a scam to me. Okay, well, maybe Keon says it's not a scam, so.
I just said it might not be a scam.
Might not be
a scam. There's like there's a middle state.
Blockchain Boog, erase that comment. It's probably not working. Gray Ruby said, check out the podcast. And then Undisciplined said, bring it on, guys. Stacker Sports has all the numbers. Whoa, buddy. Take it easy there.
Yeah,
Take it easy.
We're at 200.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Undisciplined.
We have 200 of these.
Take it easy.
How many you got? You guys probably have less than 100.
Are you starting beef with the Stacker Sports team?
I don't know. Well, I thought he was asking for it.
No, he's joking.
Need a dose of reality.
No, I think they're actually, it's kind of interesting because if you look at the fountain charts, you always see Stacker News Live above them. So, I mean, it's kind of speaks for itself.
Maybe we'll convince more people to unsubscribe.
Maybe we can get more people to subscribe. And then you see Stacker Sports underneath us. So that's all I'm saying.
So help.
But it's not a game. It's not like a competition. It's not.
Yeah, but these are sports guys. So everything's a competition.
For them. But Bitcoin's not a competition. It's like a game of golf.
But golf is a competition.
That's not. There's a scoreboard. And it's like whoever has the most Bitcoin wins. But it's not a competition. It's like golf.
Winning and there's the competition usually.
It's like golf.
Well, you should another great time to unsubscribe.
Anyways, check out Stacker Sports. It's a good podcast. I was watching the Cowboys last night. It sucked, dude. Terrible. Well, they won three in a row, and they got me back watching them. As soon as I started watching them, they lost. So now I'm not going to watch them anymore.
Wow, one loss, and you're already...
I'm out. No, dude. This is what they do every time. So disappointing. But yeah, check out Zacker Sports. They have they do have all the numbers. Just not YouTube numbers. That's it. They're not on YouTube.
Do they even do video?
No, I don't think so. I think they're still audio only, but it's because they're hardcore. We're not hardcore, Keon. We're right for the women's restroom. How hardcore can that be?
It's pretty hardcore, man.
Not a lot of, especially when somebody keeps calling it out.
Would risk standing in front of a women's restroom. Some of them look kind of uncomfortable.
I think that's pretty much it. Let's jump into the top Cowboys. You have your hat. Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah.
Top Cowboys this week.
Barely announced.
Yeah, I'm just so tired. I'm sorry, Stackers. I'm just don't have the energy for the show today. This is car on low power mode. Remember you were asking me, you're like, oh, you always have high energy. I'm like, nope. Slow power.
Who said that?
You did one time. You were like, how do you have so much energy for the show? Because I would start to go, hey, and I'm like, yeah, this week I don't. All right, what do we got here? We got a...
Yeah, it looks like...
Coop, number two.
Looks like it hasn't changed much.
Looks like Coop has the numbers on this one at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Doing it.
Watching Boost coming for you. I feel like Undisciplined's going to eventually just own Stacker News. Look at this.
He's right up there.
I mean, he's right up there. Okay, so Undisciplined's right up there on the Cowboys. Stacker Sports Pod is better than our pod. Stacker Sports territory is better than the Bitcoin territory. He's coming for you, Coop.
Well,
be careful.
I'll be careful.
It's coming.
The rest.
Even Great Ruby, look, he's right after. He's number five. Gosh.
Another good time to unsubscribe. but most of this list hasn't changed, it looks like. It looks like the standings are...
Optimism came up.
Pretty consistent. Optimism, I think, has been up there for a bit.
Scoresby came up, too.
Maybe people fell out.
What is Scoresby? 186 days? Did he get a hat?
I don't, you know, you have to, it's a year is when you call off. And I'm not sure we're doing another round of them. I think it's just...
What?
You know, you
have... Wait, did we are Satoshi get a hat?
We are all Satoshi qualifies for a hat.
Did Gary Ruby get a hat?
Yep.
Boo got a hat. Did you get a hat? Oh, you got a hat. So Scoresby's not getting a hat?
OT. I don't know. We haven't decided yet what happens for future yearly.
Should.
People who make it a year. I think
she gets something. Like
to. I don't. I'm not making the hat, so I don't want to decide for the
person. Oh, that's right, because Scoresby made the hats, right? I forgot. Cool. We got Wumble, Gepard, Sox. What is Sox working on these days?
Sox is still working on the new version of the editor.
Oh, really?
We've broken apart. He produced a finished editor that did like the rich tech stuff where you wouldn't have to use Markdown. But there were subtle bugs that had us go and look back at the way it was, like the foundational components of it, and revisit those and re-engineer those to be such that they wouldn't be producing bugs as consistently.
Yeah. So
that's what we're kind of doing right now. Cause we don't want to ship something new that then we have to like repair and prod.
Yeah.
This way, it's better just to ship it the right way the first time. So that's what we're going to do.
Got Pleb Poet, number 29. We got Pleb Lab, number 34. Got Crew, 37. Oh, yeah, we had Oscar, 44. I forgot. Oscar had a post. Probably should cover that. I forgot about this. He made video. He made video on Fountain now. You can view it in the browser. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, you can. He extended the RSS spec to have a new tag.
Yeah,
and it's. I think it's pretty. It looks pretty generic. Like
yeah,
can do more than just video. Maybe in the future it'll do like an augmented reality podcast.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But this show is on Fountain, by the way. Make sure to subscribe on Fountain.
Yeah, take a drink of the fountain, dude.
Take a drink of the fountain. The other one was, who else we got? Tomek. Tomek's on there. 53. Schwarz. Orange Friend. A lot of new people.
There are quite a few new ones.
I'm there, 78. I'm kind of dropping out because this week's been busy. Plunda. Real Bitcoin Doggy. He still hasn't replaced his hat, his thing. What's going on, Real Bitcoin Doggy? He hasn't replaced his profile pic. Maybe he's bowing out for good. We'll see. Billy the Kid. There you go. Keon, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't think I have any plans. I think I'm probably not going to do anything. I'm thinking of hanging out here. Here's, I don't know that lady's name, but it might be a Jessica. It's like a Jessica to me. Car doesn't approve. So even when he's tired, maybe it's just because he's tired. But I'll probably hang out here, record ladies coming in and out of the bathroom most of the weekend. How about you, Carr?
Definitely not doing that. We have a lot of stuff coming in, so I have to set up the networking cage that we have. Then I'm probably gonna get curtains now because you just made it super awkward. So now I'm gonna get curtains. So I'm gonna do that this weekend. Get some measuring tape and figure out how to get curtains. And then
brackets for shades here.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do like big curtains across the top. And then what else? Yeah, then have some other stuff to move around and stuff. But yeah, do that and have some work to get done. Next week's gonna be even more busier. We've got a lot of stuff to line up before the end of the week. Or before the end of the year, I should say.
Oh yeah. Lining up.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort.
Yeah. Line them up. Sounds good.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, should be good. Cool. Keon.
Zap.